This is Devela Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 41. Tunc duces principes quae Neriorum, then the leaders and the chiefs of the Nerii, qui habebat aliquem sermones aditu, who used to have some approach of conversation, so basically an established channel of communication, causum quae amicitiae cum Ciceronis, and a cause for friendship with Cicero, dicunt se se vele colloqui, say that they wish to talk with him. Facta potestate, the ability, the opportunity for a conference having been made, Eadem commemorant, they relate the same things, quae ambiorix cum titurio egerat, they relate the same things which ambiorix had done, basically had said, omnem esse in armis Gallium, that all Gaul was in arms, Germanos renum transisi, that the Germans had crossed the Rhine. Caesaris reliquorum quae Hiberna oppugnari, that the winter camps of Caesar's remaining men or other men were being attacked. Adunt etiam, they add also de Sabini morte, concerning the death of Sabinus. Ostentant ambiorigem, they display ambiorix, causa faciendae feidi, so they display ambiorix, they point to ambiorix for the purpose of establishing credibility. All right, so that first section again, then the leaders and chiefs of the Nerii, who used to have some approach of conversation and a cause for friendship with Cicero, state that they wish to converse. The ability or the opportunity having been made, they relate the same things that Ambiorix had said, that Gaul was in arms, that the Germans had crossed the Rhine, that the winter camps of Caesar's other men were being attacked. They add also concerning Sabinus's death, and they point to Ambiorix for the sake of establishing credibility. So he doesn't really state in detail what the Nerii said to Cicero, just basically that was the same thing as Ambiorix. And how does the presence of Ambiorix here establish credibility? I think it's kind of ironic, maybe, that someone as treacherous as Ambiorix is being used to establish credibility. All right, so moving on. Herare eius dincunt. They say that they are making a mistake. Si quicquam amicis praesidi sperant, if they hope for any help from these, meaning from the other Romans, qui suis rebus diffident, who despair of their own affairs. Se tamen, they, however, esse hoc are of this animo, of this attitude, in Ciceronem populumque Romanum, towards Cicero and the Roman people, ut that recusant, that they deny nihil, nothing, nisi Hiberna, except the winter quarters. Atque hanc consuetudinem et nolent, and they do not wish this custom to become ingrained in veteroscere. So they don't want this practice to become constant. So they're saying, hey, you know, we really don't refuse you anything. We just don't want to have to quarter all your men. This is really a burden for us. Licere Elis, it is permitted to them, okay, the Romans, discedere, to depart, in columnis, unharmed, per se ex hibernis, from the winter camps, through themselves. Okay, so this per se is with the help and permission of the nervi. Et profisci to set out, sine metu, without fear, in quascumque partes velint, into whatever areas they wish. Okay, so repeating that 8 through 13 again. So they, the Nervii, say that they, the Romans, are making a mistake if they hope for any help from these other Romans, basically, who despair of their own affairs. They, however, are of this attitude towards Cicero and the Roman people, with the result that nothing except the winter quarters do they refuse. And they do not wish this custom to become constant or to become ingrained. It is permitted to them to leave unharmed from the winter camps through themselves and to set out without fear into whatever areas they wish. All right, so these are, I guess we could call them the Nervii's demands. Do they sound reasonable? Why or why not? And is this similar or different from what Abio Rick said to Sabinus and Cotta? All right, Cicero, ad haec, unum modo respondet. So Cicero, to these words, to these things, responds only one thing. Non esse consuetudem, that it is not the custom populi Romani of the Roman people, accipere conditionem, to accept a condition, ab hoste armato, from an armed enemy. Si velint discedere, if they wish to depart, ab armis, from arms. Say they, the Nervii, utantur adjutore. They may use him as a helper. Legatosque ad Caesarem mittant, and they may send ambassadors to Cicero or to Caesar. Sperare, he hopes that pro eius justitia, that in accordance with his justice, so Caesar's justice, in Petraturus, they will obtain quae peterint, those things that they sought. Okay, so to these, Cicero made only one reply, that it was not the custom of the Roman people to accept any condition from an armed enemy. If they were willing to depart from their arms, if they were willing to lay down their arms, they may use him as their helper, as their advocate, and they may send ambassadors to Caesar. He hopes, and it could even be that he believes, according to his justice, Caesar's justice, they will obtain those things that they sought. Okay, so Cicero basically says, no, you know, if y'all want to put down your arms, we can talk, but I'm not going to negotiate with an armed enemy. So do you think Cicero behaved as Caesar would have conducted himself? Do you think that Cicero should get all the influence for his rather decisive conduct here, or do you think some of the credit goes to the influence of Caesar on Cicero's thinking? And why might the reader reading this conceive of Caesar actually being in command, even though Caesar himself is not really present? All right, so that is chapter 41.